The DNR is reviewing its initial finding that groundwater pumping by the proposed 4,200-cow Richfield Dairy will not adversely affect the area's aquifer. The move comes after a letter sent by UW-Stevens Point hydrologist George Kraft, who argues that local water supplies would suffer if more pumping were to be added to the pumping that's already taking place.
We did an analysis and said, geez, you know, the existing pumping around there is already having a substantial effect on the lake and some of the streams around there. And bottom line, this new pumping is going to make it worse.
Kraft says the existing pumping has already drawn down the water level of nearby Pleasant Lake by between a foot and a half and 3 feet. But the dairy farm developers, Milk Source Holdings, contend there should be no impact on the aquifer. Director of Public Affairs Bill Harkey says Richfield Dairy won't pump any more water than the farming operations that are on the land right now.
We're replacing the existing high-capacity well with two wells that are able to produce the equivalent of what the single well produces now. We encourage the science to be reviewed.
The DNR is still working on an environmental assessment of the project. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.